Let's double down on another opening, is the one I just talked about, and that is this Friday at Spokane Children's Theater of Oliver. And let's begin with Managing Director of Spokane Children's Theater, Doug Beshta. Thanks for being here with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
And talk about why you're the Managing Director there and what's your involvement and passion with Spokane Children's Theater.
Well, Spokane Children's Theater, it's a landmark. I mean, we're Spokane's oldest theater organization, 72 years. We're hoping for another 72 after this. We've had a great season this year. One of the things in the growth that we've had is that we've realized we really need someone who's there full time, just because so many great things are going on. Mm-hmm. We've got great shows. We do 6 productions a year. We do summer camps. We do spring break camp. A lot of things going on at the theater. We've did some classes this year as well. And one of the great things that I tell people of our theaters is we get it's a children's theater, so we do children's shows, but the kids get a lot of opportunities to work with some really talented adult actors and see that there's more to theater than just after high school and grade school and whatnot, and that they can continue in local community theater and do great things.
Okay. Then taking on Oliver, talk about making that decision.
Well, we put a lot of thought into our decision of all of our shows. We just came out with our season for our 73rd season, just released that during Snow White, and always looking to end our season with a great show, and Oliver is just such a great story of, relationships of, just so many different things of, kids being taken advantage of, but adults stepping up and doing the right thing and love and redemption. And it's a great, wonderful story.
Right. And Tim Campbell, who's directing it, talk about directing Oliver.
Boy, well, Oliver and I go way back. It was one of the very first shows I was ever in. Community-wise.
I can see you as a little beggar boy.
Actually, I was Bumble.
Oh, okay.
So I'm talking 40-some years ago, and I've done it a couple times. Mm-hmm. So love the story of Oliver. The character of Oliver Twist was one of Dickens' most favorite characters. It was one of his earliest creations, and he continued with that character throughout his career.
Well, let's get right into the essence of the story. And this song, I don't even need to really introduce it, is going to tell you Charles Fletcher as Mr. Bumble is going to kind of set the stage for the tension of this entire thing. Boy for Sale, sung for us in the studio by Charles Fletcher as Mr. Bumble, joined by the pianist Lois Robertson, who is the pianist for Spokane Children's Theater, I think, pretty consistently and importantly. So, Charles, How is it to be a nasty old guy?
It's pretty fun. It's a role I've always imagined getting the opportunity to play at some point, and this is it, and I'm excited to be doing it.
So just how nasty is Mr. Bumble?
Well, he's an interesting mix. I'd say he's mostly nasty, but there's an aspect to him where he has second thoughts, and at least as how I'm attempting to portray him.
There was a plaintiveness in that voice, in your voice already doing that.
But he's so rigid with the old way of doing things, you know, he's got his own philosophy of how to care for kids. And one of the philosophies is don't give them any meat, because if you give them meat, they're going to develop a spirit that's unbecoming for them as young people. And that's one of the themes of the story is, you know, where the attitudes that come from being generous can lead you, and good places and bad places. So it's been a lot of fun to get into it.
Nice. Charles Fletcher as Mr. Bumble. And, of course, the show is named Oliver, and so to either Doug Bish, to the managing director, or Tim Campbell, when you're a children's theater, you know kind of who a lot of the kids are. When you schedule this, do you kind of figure out, well, do we have an Oliver in the community? Talk about casting the main character.
I would say no. In this particular instance, Josh came in off the street. And
appropriately
it was
enough.
The sort of thing that he came in and he auditioned, and I would say I knew immediately he was Oliver. He didn't. And after the audition, he came up and begged to get to sing it again. Please let me sing it again. I want to do this. And I was like, you really don't need to. No, I want to. So,
but the very act of doing that showed his character, didn't it?
It really does.
Yeah, nice. Joshua Moore as Oliver. The story is named Oliver. So let's let him come through now and express who he is in the back to the studio in the song Where Is Love.
Thank you.
Cameron Studio, Where is Love? Sung for us by the gentleman who's playing Oliver, and that's Joshua Moores. Joshua, you go ahead and stand up. Get a little bit closer to the mic there. But are you having a great time playing the part of Oliver?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Well, I hear that when you auditioned, you really, really wanted to do it, right?
Yeah.
What was it about Oliver that made you want to be Oliver?
Well, my friend Ellie, she told me about it, and before this, I didn't even really know much about Spokane Children's Theater. She said that she's been doing the plays for a long time and that they needed, like, a lot of boys for Oliver, and I was like, oh, well, I guess I'll try out, because I was in, like, one play before, and I really enjoyed it. And so I auditioned, and I just ended up doing really well. And
being Oliver. So talk about what kind of kid is Oliver. I mean, clearly he's a street kid. He's had a hard life. But what are the good qualities inside Oliver?
I'd say overall he's, like, really brave for being able to go through all that he actually has went through.
Yeah. That's a really good assessment. What are a few of the bad things that he's had to go through in his life that the play tells us about?
I'd say that he having to work for Mr. Sourberry for that wasn't really working for him because it didn't go very long.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say that was a tough time for him to go through because he was, like, confused and lost and wasn't really sure whether or not he had to do this for, like, the rest of his life, and I'd say that he was scared in a way.
Nice. And then what are the qualities in Oliver that kind of allows good things to happen? I mean, you already mentioned bravery. What are there any other great things about Oliver? I mean, certainly the bravery is an important one because he has a tough world and he has resistance from big, strong adults, doesn't he?
Yeah. The fact that he's been able to, like, literally just survive through everything that's happened to him is pretty extraordinary. So I'd say he's got a bold spirit, I guess.
Yeah, nice. So you're getting to play that kid with a bold spirit. And that must kind of make your life neater in a certain way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To do that. Now, you said you'd only done one other play. Have you done other things? Have you done any singing in school or anything like that?
No, not really, actually, no. I did Aladdin for my school in the school play, but there was, like, not really any singing in that.
Yeah. And where do you go to school?
Right now, I go to school at Mountainside Middle School.
Okay. What grade are you?
I'm 7th grade.
Okay. So it's the end of school, the school year almost, and they're giving you work to do, but then you run off and do a play every night and then try to get your school work in too?
Yeah. Sometimes it can be a little overwhelming. But
it's worth it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah. That's great. Joshua Moores, who plays the role of Oliver in the show Oliver, which opens this Friday. Tim, let's talk about the remaining character, which is the character of Nancy, the remaining one that we're going to be doing. Talk about Nancy.
Well, Nancy is quite the heroine when you look at it. Her life has been just as rough as Oliver's growing up. As they mention in the show, as a young child, she was out on the streets working. Mm-hmm. And she has a lot of heart, a lot of grit to put up with what she does. She's in a very abusive relationship with Bill Sykes, but a big heart. And she warms up to Oliver particularly, taking Oliver under her wing.
Nice.
And trying to help that boy.
And probably one of the real iconic songs of the show, As Long as He Needs Me, to our studio, and Emily Buckmaster in the role of Nancy singing that great song.
Oh. know where I must be. Hearkening on steadfastly.
And from our studio, As Long As He Needs Me, sung by Emily Buckmaster in the role of Nancy. Okay, Emily, it's really fun to have a beautiful, great song like that to sing, isn't it?
It is. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. Well, talk a little bit about Nancy's character in Oliver.
Well, Nancy is a very complex individual. I think she finds Oliver and she finds a family that she's never had before. And I think we end up seeing a lot in Nancy. She's a good person, but she makes really bad decisions. And I think that's what's awesome about Nancy is that she's really complex, and it's a great role to have because it's not just the two-dimensional character. It's a real person who makes mistakes but also tries and does the right thing.
Nice. And so then, by trying hard, talk about how she influences the outcome for everybody else.
She steals Oliver, I guess. Mm-hmm. And she brings him back to the family, or the people that have finally welcomed him into their family, who, it turns out, are related to him, or one person is.
Yeah.
And she gives her life pretty much to bring him back to somewhere that he can have a decent life and somewhere, you know, he can be loved and not become this bad thing that she doesn't, she is, but doesn't, I think, want to be.
Yeah. Nice, Emily Buckmaster as Nancy. And talk about, talk about your involvement in theater. Have you done a lot of Spokane Children's Theater stuff?
Done quite a few things. I've done with Spokane Children's Theater. I've done Shrek, Annie. I was Mrs. McAfee and Bye Bye Birdie. With Northwest Opera, I have been Lucy in the Threepenny Opera, and Mirinet in Lysistrata. I'm actually pretty new here. Well, sort of new here. About 5 years. I moved from Oklahoma up here. So I'm
and you
still
found
getting,
some theater.
Yes, I found wonderful, wonderful theater in Spokane Children's Theater and Northwest Opera.
Great, Emily Buckmaster. In that role, let's rotate back to Tim. What about Oliver that we haven't said?
Wow. boy, what haven't we said about Oliver?
Well, talk about
it's a great cast.
Talk about the cast of kids.
I would say, well,
the essential thing.
We have 14 workhouse boys. We have 9 Fagans gang. We're calling them that because there are a few girls in that. Because getting that sort of a crowd together to do a show, all boys would be next to impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to include the girls in the show as well. The chorus, it's a cast of 53, I believe. It may be, it tends to grow and shrink depending on the day.
Yeah.
But a lot of people on that stage.
Nice. That's Oliver, which opens this Friday, and their formula is Friday night at 7, then Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2, and that's for 3 weeks.
Correct.
Yeah. So I'll write right through the Memorial Day weekend, and then the first weekend of June, and those 3 weeks of Oliver. Well, thank you, everybody, for
coming. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
What a treat to hear from all of you.